We continue while learning. We're Nazir, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. By way of introduction, in the previous Mishnahis, we learned the halacha of a Nazir who became Tamei Meis. And we said that he forfeits the count of the Nazirus. He's chayv in a tiglachas hatuma, the two birds and the keves la'asham, and he begins his Nazirus again. Later on in the seventh parak, we're going to learn that there are certain tumos min ha-meis that a Nazir does not have to go through the tiglachas hatuma process, and he doesn't forfeit the days that he counted already. We'll see, let's say, tumas meis is where you touch the mace itself, where it's yinam migaleach aleihem is where, let's say, you touch the coffin. And we'll see several other examples of that. So such a person, we say, doesn't forfeit the days. Nonetheless, even in this type of tumah, let's say he touched the coffin, but didn't touch the mace itself. So that, yes, he doesn't forfeit the days. That's true. But the yemei tumah don't count as part of the minyan aziris. You can't use those days. Oh, he's now his tameh. You can't assume that during those days that's going to count. May not forfeit the days that he counted already, but those are not going to count towards those days. But rather, what after he becomes tahor from that tumah, he can continue his count. Same thing, we talk about, let's say, Avelos. So Shabbos does count towards the Avelos, but Yontif does not count towards the Avelos. So too, during those days of Tumah, he's going to practice what we call Nizirus Tumah, which means he's not allowed to shave, not allowed to cut his hair, not allowed to drink wine, and he's not allowed to come contact with a mace. So our Mishnah is going to speak about a Tumah who was Mekabel Nizirus, and what happens, he has this halach of Nizirus Tumah that's imposed upon him right away, and after becomes Tameh from that Tumah, so the Nizirus Tahara takes effect on him, as we'll see in the Mishnah. Misha Nazar v'hu beveis HaKvaros. You have a person who took Neder Nizirus when he was Tameh, meaning he was in a beis HaKvaros. So the Mishnah here says, Afilu Oyasham Shloshim Yom. Even if he stayed 30 days in the cemetery, meaning the full Nizirus, he sat in the cemetery for that. And he observed all of the details of Nazirus. He didn't drink wine. He didn't become tummy. He didn't touch a dead body. And he didn't shave his head. He didn't cut his hair, rather. Ain olo lo min ha-minyan. Those days do not count as part of the minyan Nazirus, but rather after he leaves the cemetery and becomes tahor from his tumah, he's chayev to observe a Nazirus pitara according to the days that he accepted upon himself. Ve'eno mevi karban tumah, meaning if he became tameh in the beis hakavaros with real tumas meis, the real tumas meis, which a nazir is chayev to mimegaleach upon, which is the real tumah that we spoke about, he is not megaleach and does not bring karbanos tumah. Why not? Because tiglachas hatumah only applies to someone who started his Nazirus Pitara and then became Tameh Meis during the days of Nazirus. But not someone like our case where he is accepted Nazirus when the Nazirus never even started yet. The Nazirus Tara did not begin because he accepted his Nazirus in a Beis HaKvaros. So it's true, he didn't become right now at the beginning Tameh Meis, he didn't touch a Meis just yet. But nonetheless, what we're saying is that where is Nazir, he accepted upon himself the Nazir is in the Beis HaKvaros, so he does not bring a Karban Tumah when he in fact became really Tameh Meis and touched a dead body, because he had not begun his count of Nazirus. Yotza v'nichnas, let's say he left the cemetery and he had the ashes of Parah Aduma sprinkled upon him on the third and the seventh day, and he went to Mikvah and became Tar from his Tumah and began to count his Nazirus Tara. Remember, this is a person who accepted upon himself Nazirus in the cemetery. He has to begin his Nazirus. That's what we call Nazirus Tara. And none of the days in the Beis HaKvaros, as we said, count towards that, towards the 30 days. And now again, he enters the Beis HaKvaros. Then, Olin Lo Min HaMinyan. What does it mean, Olin Min HaMinyan? It means the days that he had already observed of Nazirus Tara before, after he'd left the Beis HaKvaros, after he became Tahor. And he started his count a few days, and then he entered the Beis HaKvaros. Those previous days, let's say he counted 5 days already, those will count as part of the Nazirus, because Tumas Beis HaKvaros is one of the Tumas that a Nazir is not Megaleach upon. And it does not forfeit the days that he, because he didn't touch the mace himself. It's like touching the coffin, being in a Beis HaKvaros. So it's true that those days are not going at when you're in the cemetery. Those don't count towards the 30 days, but the days that you counted prior to that will. But, of course, he has to observe the Nazirus Tumah, as we explained in the introduction. And therefore, when he leaves the Beis HaKvaros and becomes Tahor from his Tumah, then he can finish the next 25 days of the 30 days. Umevi Karban Tumah, the Mishnah continues, which means if he became Tame after he entered the Beis HaKvaros from one of the Tumos Hameis, then a Nazir has to be Megaleach upon that he does after being special Kabanos. Let's say he touched a dead body itself. Then he's going to forfeit his count and Megaleach and bring his Karbanos Tumah. Why? Because since in this case he started his Nazirus count already, his Nazirus Tara, before he came back, he returned to the Beis HaKvaros, he has a halacha of a Nazir Tahor who became Tameh. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo bo bayom, says Rabbi Eliezer, as an exception to this rule, not if he came Tameh bo bayom, meaning the day itself that he started his counting of Nazirus Tara, meaning if he became Tameh on the day that he started his Nazirus Tara, then he does not forfeit that day, and he does not bring a Karban Tumah. Shenamar v'hayomim harishonim yiplu. The original days will fall, literally. Acheyulo yomim rishonim, which means that the rule of Tiglach HaSatumah, once again Tiglach HaSatumah, shaving his head and bringing the two birds and the keves la'asham and the forfeiting of the days of Nazirus that he already counted only applies if the Nazir has what we call yomim rishonim. He has, plural, days that will fall, that will be forfeited from his count through the Tumah, which is only after he observed a minimum of 2 days, because the minimum of the word yomim is two. But if he became Tumah on the biyom harishon, and according to some on the Yom HaShani Nazirus, where you didn't have a full second day of counting, you didn't have a full Yomim, he does not forfeit those days, and he doesn't get Karban Tumah either. Because remember, the Karban Tumah is only where you had begun your count. Rather, after he becomes Tahor from his Tumah, then he's Mashlim the first day, if he became Tumah on the first day, or the first 2 days, he has to be Mashlim those 2 days if he became Tameh on the second day, he has to finish that Nazirus. Paragimel, Mishnah, Vav. The Chachamim made Gzeirah, there's Gzeirah Drabban on what we call Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. In Eretz Yisrael, they're very careful to mark where the graves are. Not in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, we don't know. Could be non-Jews, it could be bodies buried right underneath us. We have no idea. And therefore, anyone who walks in Chutz La'aretz or touches the dust, the dirt of Chutz La'aretz, he has the status of a Tameh Meis Midrabban. And now after, which is a bigger problem, obviously, for Kohanim. So after we learned in the previous Mishnah, someone who was Misha Nazar Behuba Beis HaKvaros, someone who took upon himself Nazirus in the cemetery, our Mishnah is coming to teach us about someone who was Mekabel Nazirus in Chutz La'aretz. Now, a person who took a neder of Nazirus in Chutz La'aretz, generally, we assume that all of the details and the laws and restrictions of Nazirus are upon such a person. But because of the Tumat Eretz Ha'amim, the Chachamim gave the person a penalty that the Nazirus and Chutz La'aretz will not count toward his count of Nazirus. And he's chayv to be Ola Eretz Israel and begin his Nazirus once again, a Nazirus Betara. And at the end of the Melosi Menezirus, he's in Eretz Israel now, so he can bring his Karbanos. So the question is, what should he do in his terms of his count of Nazirus when he comes to Eretz Israel? That's a machlokes of Beisham and Beisil in our Mishnah. Misha Nazar Nazirus Harbei, he was Nazir, he accepted the Nedir Nazirus in Chutz La'aretz. And he was in Mekabel Nazirus Meruba, let's say more than many days, more than 30 days. Vehishlem es Nazirus, and he completed that Nazirus, let's say 100 days, in Chutz La'aretz, v'achakach ba La'aretz, Now he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and the whole time he's in Chutz Laretz, he can't fulfill Taras HaNazir, he can't fulfill all the laws of Naziris and Karbanos, etc., because of Tumas Eretz HaAmim, and therefore Mechayev him to be Ola La'aretz, to start his count again, Bitara, and being the Galech, and being the Karbanos Tara that he's supposed to do. So Beishama Yomim Nazir Shloshim Yom. After he becomes Tahor from Tumas Eretz HaAmim in Eretz Yisrael, he now observes the Naziris of 30 days only, even though he may have accepted a Naziris of 100 days. A Stam Naziris is enough. Even though it was Naziris Meruba, it's okay, because Tumas Eretz HaAmim is only a Durabanan, and the Chacham, and therefore we're not Mechayiv to be all of Eretz Yisrael, except because of a Knas, because of a fine, because of a penalty. But there, Rabbi Shammai says, we have the right to be lenient when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't have to finish the entire Naziris, just a Naziris Stam of 30 days. No Nazir B'tchila. They're more strict. He has to go back and count the full Naziris in Eretz Yisrael. Whatever the days were, 100 days, count 100 days in Eretz Yisrael. None of the days from Chutz Laretz count. And Maisa B'Heleni HaMalka. And there's a story of the Heleni HaMalka, who became a Giyores. She and her family during the days of Bayesheni, Shahalach ben Olam Melchama, her son went out to war of Amr, and she said, she took on Neder Nezirus. Im Yavo Bini Min HaMelchama V'Shalom, if my son returns from war, from battle, in peace, Ehei Nezirah Shevashonim Al Benezirah for 7 years. Uba Ben Min HaMelchama V'Yisa Nezirah Shevashonim. While she was in her land, in Chutz Laretz, she observed the Nezirus of 7 years. Uvesov Shevashonim also. And after the 7 years, she went up to Eretz Yisrael to complete the Naziris and be Mekayim the Taras Nazir of bringing the Karbanos, Vahorua Beis Hillel, Shetei Nazira, Oud Shevashanim Acheros, exactly the way Beis Hillel ruled in our Mishnah, that she had to be Nazir for another 7 years, not just for 30 days. And Heleni HaMalka followed Beis Hillel's ruling and observed the Naziris in Eretz Yisrael for another 7 years. But at the end of the 7 years, she became Tameh Meis, and she now forfeited the day of the Naziris and had to start now another 7 years. V'nimseis Nazira Eshim V'achashana. In the end, she became a Nazir for 21 years. The 7 years in the Chutz Laretz and 14 in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Lohoisa Nazira El Arba Eshrei Shana. No, he holds she didn't become Tamea at all, and she therefore was only for 14 years. And others say, no, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is she became Tamea, but she became Tamea on Yom Malos Yemei Nizra, on the day that her 7 years was over. And he, Rabbi Yehuda, follows Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in Mishnah Dalet, that the Nazir that became Tamei on the Yom Malos Yemei Nizra, all he does is forfeit 30 days. And therefore, even though she became Tamea, since she became Tamea when at the end of the 14 years on that very last day, she didn't have to count another 7 years, but 30 days was sufficient. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say, lo heist in Nazira, ela arba esrei shana, only 14 years, or I thought it was 14 years and 30 days? The answer is they're not included in his cheshbon, in that calculation, because it's minimal. It's as if it said, he said, lo haista nazira el arba esher shano shloshim yom, but we could ignore the shloshim yom because relative to 14 years, it's almost nothing.